Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. The town of Deer Isle is pleased to announce that they have been awarded a safety grant by the Maine Municipal Association's Workers' Compensation Fund in the amount of $2,745.75. The grant will be used to assist in purchasing and upgrading essential water safety rescue gear for the Deer Isle Fire Department, and funds are being used to purchase rescue rope, flotation blocks, and related equipment. Rockland Pride is coming up on Sunday. The Huddled Masses Orchestra will perform their new Spanish-language Latin American dance party set at 2, and the parade kicks off at 3. Carver Memorial Library and Friends of Sears Island have teamed up again on a story walk for children to enjoy along the Homestead Trail on Sears Island in Searsport this month. As families walk along the wooded path, they'll find display boards with pages of the book, The Circus Ship, that was written and illustrated by Chris Van Dusen. Quote, "This lovely book is written to appeal to kids ages 4 to 8, but will be enjoyed by all. This rhyming story is about a ship carrying circus animals that wrecks near an island on the Maine coast. The animals swim ashore and cause mayhem on the tiny island. Children will delight in the vibrant illustrations and the shenanigans of the stranded animals," end quote. The story walk opened this week and it will remain open until the end of the month. Directions to the starting point can be found on the island by the kiosk just inside the island gate. From start to finish, the story walk covers about 1/2 mile of trail. And Sears Island is located off Route 1 on Sears Island Road, just east of downtown Searsport. You can get more information about Friends of Sears Island and their upcoming events at friendsofsearsisland.org or on the Friends of Sears Island Facebook page. And Carver Memorial Library's website is carverlibrary.org. Maine Greyhound Placement Service is holding a 2-day open house over the weekend for families that have adopted retired racing greyhounds and those who may be thinking about it. MGPS describes the dogs as, quote, "gentle 45-mile-per-hour couch potatoes that are quiet, clean, affectionate, and wonderfully low-maintenance companions," end quote. Activities at the open house will include guided kennel tours, an opportunity to meet many sweet retired racing greyhounds, local vendors, speakers, professional pet portraits by Axel Photography, and fun surprises and giveaways. It will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at the Maine Greyhound Placement Service Kennel on Old Belgrade Road in Augusta. More information at greyhoundplacement.com. And the Beth Seawright Cancer Resource Center is holding celebrations for survivors this weekend in Ellsworth. Guests are invited to enjoy tea, delicious treats, bubbly refreshments, and meaningful moments while honoring the incredible journeys of cancer survivors. Attendees are encouraged to wear their favorite pastels and celebrate together in style. This is going to be a Bridgerton-themed tea and bubbly survivor celebration, and it's at 2 o'clock at the Ellsworth office of the Beth Seawright Cancer Resource Center in Commerce Park. You can get more information about that at BethWrightCancerCenter.org, and that's Wright spelled with a W, BethWrightCancerCenter.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.